From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. We've all heard anecdotes of employees being fired for party pics on Facebook or the offensive tweets, but what happens when someone or something else steals your online presence? Reporter Jason Slotkin had to ask himself this question when it happened to him, and of course, someone's making money on it.
I have a somewhat uncommon last name. Not too long ago, I got curious and searched for other Slotkins on Twitter. My handle is @JasonSlotkin, and to my surprise, I found someone with the handle @JasonSlotkin6. I showed my discovery to Lee Rainey, director of the Pew Center's Internet and American Life Project.
Describes himself as a writer, journalist, recovering hipster, and marketplace APM.
That's weird. That's the bio I wrote for my Twitter account, even the recovering hipster part. Turns out, @JasonSlotkin6 is a clone knockoff of my account that has my bio but a different photo, and it tweets things I would never even say. Paul Judge says my clone is the product of a growing web industry that creates fake Twitter identities and sells them to people looking to pad their list of followers.
They steal identities. They steal identities by the thousands so they can have these armies of fake accounts.
Judge oversees research for Barracuda Networks. He says batches of these fake Twitter accounts start at $5 and go up from there. The more expensive ones promise they won't get noticed and taken down by Twitter.
Because Twitter was catching those, and so the attackers have been trying harder and harder to make the accounts look more like real people. And now what they're doing is just cloning real people.
Building a clone army must be resource intensive. Remember? There was an entire planet dedicated to it in that overwrought Star Wars prequel.
Begun. The Clone War has.
But a Twitter clone army is easy to build, says Max Nannis. He belongs to PAX Social, a group that conducts experiments with intricately coded Twitter bots. Nannis says my clone is probably a rudimentary program that even a novice could create with few resources.
You could literally have, you know, thousands of these Twitter accounts run off someone's laptop.
Nannis says the program is probably designed to tweet content pilfered from other users.
You can be relatively, you know, non sequitur or post random stuff on Twitter, and you could still kind of pass as a human.
But at least I still have more followers than @JasonSlotkin6. I'm @JasonSlotkin for Marketplace.